It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, I want to set this up the best way I can because I don't like tension. I want everyone to get along. No, I'm not talking about Bob and the entire city. I'm talking about Frank Caliendo and Mac Morey. Frank, does Mac not know who you are? Like, he treated you like he treats me on like a Saturday night when I'm asking him what's up. Frank, what gives with Mac just ignoring you?
No, I think he knows exactly who I am, and that's why it took him forever to get back to me.
Now, if you were Mike Caliendo, he'd have been right back to
100%.
Oh, Jim, Mike Caliendo, don't. He's getting rolled.
How you been, Frank?
Did we talk about that last time I was on with you guys? Not just that, but the fact that Mike Caliendo, when they use it as an excuse to bring me up, which is always great. But I think Nance, and the last time he talked about it was Mike Caliendo looking more like Frank Caliendo. What a great! And I got so many texts that day, and people hitting me up on Twitter and all that stuff. It was very funny that not just to mention me, but like again. That's great. I mean, I think I'm gonna message Mike and see if he wants to come out to the show. Tell him, hey, you want to bring Patrick?
We'll do a little of this, man.
When are you coming to town, man? What's the schedule for
well,
you?
Well, here's the thing: it changed too. The last time I was on, it was going to be a Sunday. Now it's Thursday. Wednesday, April 16th? Is that what it is? Can somebody look? FrankOnStage.com. Gives you the info, frankonstage.com, which I thought Mac could have looked during the downtime between him texting me back and even now.
Right, he didn't, though.
So it's a Wednesday night because I do Omaha on the Thursday night, and then I head home. I think Easter's that weekend. So
right.
Wednesday the 16th, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, because my birthday is the 19th, and that's a Saturday this year, so you count back a little bit, and there, boom, ipso facto, the 16th.
I mean, I've almost been mad that you. I mean, you got Saturday is that day, and then 2 days before, and then the Sunday is Easter, and then boom, looking for eggs.
are you diving into this college basketball tournament?
Yeah, about as much as Charles Barkley.
Oh.
My act came to life this last week. When Ernie asked him, what do you think of the first half, Charles? Well,
That's a good question, Ernie. Kenny Smith is like, it's your job to know what's going on. And he didn't. He's like, you guys know I was watching a different game. They're like, can't you watch? You can watch multiple games. That's what everybody does. But I was really focused on this Bryant game. I'm like, what are you talking about? Michigan State Bryant is what you're – come on. You're silly. So it's been – it's the great thing about that with Charles Barkley doing the NCAA tournament is he's like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't watched any college basketball all year. And now he's tuning in and pretending like he knows a lot about it while he's making wagers.
And honest to God, I think that is the best part about Charles Barkley is he is one of us, right? Like people, when they first started doing the tournament, people would get mad that Charles didn't know anything. And I'm like, he's the every American. Nobody's watching college basketball until the beginning of March.
He made that so entertaining. Here's the thing. I remember Rick Pitino being brought on years and years ago. And he was, I don't know if it was the scandal that happened while he was out or whatever, or he was trying to make a comeback, but whatever it was. And they had him talking about the Big East, and he knew nothing about the Big East at the time, it seemed, because he'd been down south, I think with Louisville at the time or, mm-hmm. or whatever. But he was out of touch with the Big East, and he's like, you know, it's just a bunch of vowels going. I do think that's – I don't like it when people pretend like they know what they're talking about because I've been around a few different college basketball teams, and what they put out there is not always the truth. Like they were talking about – one early in the season they were talking about Mo Crevis, who's a 7-footer, a 7'2 guy at Arizona. And one of the games they're talking about, Mo Crevis is injured, and he was projected to be the best player on the team this year. At no point was he ever going to be the best player on the team this year. He was, had a lot of draft talk and possibly even lottery talk. But that doesn't mean you're the best player. That just means that you projected, they draft guys at 18, 19 years old in the NBA mm-hmm. and they develop in the league potentially or along the way. It's all about potential with the NBA. So I listen for a lot of these guys and I go, you don't know what you're talking about. But so when Charles does not know what he's talking about and he admits he doesn't know what he's talking about, that's a breath of fresh air compared to everybody who's just trying to move up, you know, the ranks in college basketball to try and get NBA games.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that. I think it is refreshing when you have analysts that are just normal people. You know, I think, you know, I was at spring training last week and I'm watching this kid in front of me just watch the baseball game and get so excited, you know, with the players and all that kind of stuff. There's so much minutia in sports now that the people like Charles Barkley to me are just refreshing breath of air. I mean, it's just, it's good to see that there can be just a normal guy up there who doesn't get caught up in the minutia of sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's the fandom. Sports is such a business mm-hmm. that the fandom on TV is fun to see as well. And you're a lot of times you're trained not to be a fan at all in the business, right? That's not what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be closer to a reporter than a fan. But Barkley, and I guess Barkley with the NBA is kind of an anti-fan. He'll talk about it. That guy hasn't played for 6 years. He's been on a roster making millions of dollars. That's what's wrong with the game, Ernie. That's what they're supposed to be talking about the positives, but it's all that's what's wrong with the game is that nobody cares, Shaq. You know, Shaq's over there going, I don't even know you play. How long ago did you play? When I was six. You know.
Talking to Frank Caliendo here. I want to bring this up because I thought this was interesting. I read somewhere either on Reddit or somewhere on the stupid internet that like the South Park guys refused to take any shots at Mike Judge because of the respect level. Has ever been like an impersonation that like, you're just like, that's not errors. Anybody can be on deck.
I think anybody can be. Anybody can be there. I think it's just, how do you go about it?
Okay.
I try to find a positive spin on anybody, and there's different ways you can do an impression. You can do it by you have an emotional response to somebody. So you can either go from love or hate. I try to find the love aspect and have fun with it as opposed to disliking a person. And you can tell those angry types of impressions where the person doesn't like the person they're doing the impression of. I find something that I enjoy about a person. Even if it's somebody I don't really like, I'll find something that I do like about them, and that's what I'll make fun of and have fun with it. So it's just about having that positive.
Who was your first? Like, when did you do, like, what was your first impression?
Jay Leno, when I was I probably did in Living Color characters, Damon Wayne's characters, like, Frank, you me glad you come back, that kind of thing. Or, let me show you something, a Jim Carrey in Living Color.
Fire Marshal Bill.
And I would do a bunch of SNL type of characters. Leno was the first person I think I did. I looked in the mirror. I was in college at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, sophomore year, jutted my chin out, and I was like, hey, how would you like some nacho cheese, flavored Doritos, crunch what you want, we'll make more. And then it turned into Beaker from the Muppets. So, yeah. I mean, I always did Muppet voices and even some cartoon voices as a kid, but it was more as I got to be, 18, 19 years old, right before I entered the transfer portal, I went from University of Wisconsin-Parkside to University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. You guys have been great, but I ask you to respect my decision. I am entering the transfer portal.
Right.
But that's a funny thing. My brother heard me talk about this on the radio in Milwaukee a couple weeks ago. Like, people are so against the transfer portal. I'm like, you don't realize until you're inside of college sports and see that recruiting is just lying. Like,
right.
These kids get completely lied to the whole way. And a lot of kids are delusional of what they're going to be, too. That's why some of these, it goes back and forth of who's really at fault for why a kid would choose whatever program. But I've been around a bunch of kids who've been lied to completely. And I even talked to coaches that have been in the college world that have been like, well, we get them on campus, and then after we've recruited them, tell them they're the best thing in the world, we have to spend the next 2 months de-recruiting them that they're not going to play. You're like, well, that's a gross, gross world. It is what it is. I don't know how you fix that, but it is what it is. So when people get mad at the kids for leaving, I'm like, I don't get mad at that at all. And I don't love it, but at the same time, most of the people who really hate it were college athletes that wish they could have transferred when they were younger.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you think about all these college kids too, Frank Caliendo, that could have made a living being who they were on their college campuses, knowing they weren't going to play in the pros in any sport, but they were like huge folk heroes on their campuses.
And the kids work really hard. I mean, and somebody else is making the money off of them. And I do think, I had a friend that I would always get into a battle with who was big on, he's like, but it's college athletics. I go, well, if it's college athletics, why are the colleges making so much money? I mean, they're making crazy amounts of money. My kids go to ASU. The tuition there is insane, and but the athletics, they make these TV deals and they're worth, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't have a problem with the kid making them. I do think, like everybody says, there needs to be a system, a better system, because it is the Wild West and you can just go from place to place to place. But they're still getting lied to. I mean, that's why so many kids transfer. There'll be 1,500 kids in the transfer portal for basketball in the next month. Well, there's a reason for that. Some of them are delusional. Absolutely, yes. But a lot of them were told one thing, and then as soon as they sign on that dotted line, there's a kid from Europe coming in to take their spot. You're like, well, why didn't they mention that kid from Europe coming before the transfer portal closed? What happened? How did that happen?
No doubt about it.
It's all kind of planned. You can't do that in pro sports. I mean, I tell you this, the other thing.
That's the Yankees in pro sports.
Or the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
But the way it all works out, I just whatever a kid can get, I'm all for it. Because it's kind of hard as it is to see it, and you think it's corrupt, and it is all over the place. There's corruption on either side. So if I were a kid or I had a parent, I would try to be true to my word as much as I could. But if somebody lied to me, why do I have to uphold my end of the bargain if you completely lied to get me here? Right, that's a difficult spot.
Speaking of transfer, I mean, I can only imagine what it'd be like if like Gruden and Jim Rome were to announce college basketball.
I tell you what, man, I really enjoy trying to find out what's going on. You see some of these players, man.
You said Rome. I had to think of who the other one was.
Incredible, phenomenal. How great is this? Izzo going to his 600th straight NCAA tournament, making it to the Sweet 16. How great is that? How old is Izzo? Izzo. I love saying Izzo. Izzo. Izzy. Izzy Izzo. Of course he is. Rack me. I'm out. Tell you what, man. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be tremendous. Duke, you ever see Cooper Flagg, man? Cooper Flagg. This guy does some tremendous things. He's like a bunch of different basketball players all rolled up into one. 6 foot 10 inches tall, man. I saw him standing next to LeBron while I was opening up a box that a college sent me for 20 minutes. And then I put on all their gear, and then I did a pizza review. But I'll tell you what, man, Cooper Flagg did a tremendous jump from the three. You ever play NBA Live back in the day on the Nintendo Entertainment System? And Tom Chambers could triple pump dunk from the three-point line? That's Cooper Flagg, man. Does a tremendous job.
Hey, you want to see more of that? You can go to the Funny Bone on Wednesday, April 16th, and see our guy, fan of the show, Frank Caliendo. We love you, brother. Take care, and continue to be awesome.
Awesome. I'm going to get into the town early, too, guys, so I'm going to come in and see you, even if you don't want me to.
No, you'll come in studio. We'll have fun.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm with it.
We'll have a salad for you that's made of arugula.
Incredible. Greatest lettuce of all time. A lot of other lettuces. Iceberg. Titanic. Out.
On that note, Frank Caliendo. You'll love to hear it.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra.
Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.